Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. It's August 11th, 2014. Buckle up. You're in for a real treat on today's edition of Mark and Friends as I have a special guest in the studio. His name is Thomas, and I think you're going to be really encouraged. In fact, if you come out to the special ribbon-cutting ceremony as See You at Home is celebrating their new Phoenix Center, it's a drop-in center in downtown Champaign at 215 South Neal Street. Well, this Saturday, August 16th, from 2 to 5 p.m., there's going to be a special ribbon-cutting ceremony, and there'll be some other festivities, I think some music, but there's going to truly be a blessing as my special guest, Thomas, is going to be providing hot dogs or part of a new outreach or endeavor or an entrepreneurial business where he's hopefully going to have a hot dog stand, and he's calling it truly a blessing because he's truly seen God at work in his life in these past many days, and he's thinking this would be a great way to assist the community, assist you at home, maybe make a little money, and use his skills towards some positive things in the community. So, Thomas, thank you for being available for this, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends.
Glad to be here, Mark.
Well, Thomas, we had about a three-hour discussion over lunch recently, and I was just blessed by your testimony, your storytelling, some of the ways that you explained and shared divine appointments, God sightings, how God was even at work when you weren't necessarily looking for him, where as you look back, you know he was a part of things, but you kind of marvel how he was seeking after you and how you're a part of the Champaign-Urbana community and a part of See You at Home, because a little over 6 months ago, you were kind of bottomed out. You were drinking. You were discouraged by life, and rightly so. You've lost your mom. You lost a young sister. You've seen some broken relationships. Though you've held down many jobs and you always made it to work, there got to be a point where you just thought drinking was what you were going to do. And I think you even took a year off where you just said, I'm just going to drink and not worry about life. But I have you in the studio because I think your story will bring hope. It's a redemptive message. You're new in your faith journey where you've really been seeking God. I think 6 months now you've been sober. Thank you, God, for the Prairie Center. I think you had about 48 days, almost like a couple months of their programs. They're helping you. And then the last 3 months, as you've been a part of See You at Home, you've been growing and learning. You're part of Church of the Living God, Pillar Ground of Truth. That's a mouthful, but Bishop Gwynn there and First Lady Mary do a wonderful work in the Champaign-Urbana area. And so you've been attending there on Sundays. So take us through some of your life journey.
Thank you again, Mark, for having me here. You know, sitting down, eating and stuff. And yeah, my life, you know, as far as growing up, it was pretty good. My grandmother pretty much raised my mother and my sisters and, well, my auntie and uncles was my mother, my auntie. She was pretty much the rock stone, you know. Took us to a lot of sporting events and stuff like that. And she really taught us how to pretty much earn stuff in life and, you know, do the right things and things like that. And growing up, she was into church. And we didn't go every Sunday, but we did get there. You know, it wasn't like we was just missing and stuff like that. And it was a pretty profound life growing up. You know, it wasn't perfect by all means, but, you know, it was livable. They did the best with what they had. As I said, I was praying to God then because, you know, they did the best with what they had, and they did teach us a few good things about life. Growing up to be a man, I never could take anything away from what they did teach me. You know, and I'm very grateful and proud of that. And I love them all to death. Even though they're not here with me today, you know, I still keep them in my prayers every day. And, you know, for me growing up, I was the only boy. You know, I had three sisters. Well, it was me and my oldest sister first. Her name is Latrice. My little sister was Benita. My little sister is Crystal, but she wasn't born then. It was just us three. We pretty much stayed with my grandmother growing up, and my sister, she had cousins on her father's side because we had separate fathers, and she was really much with them. But we always did, you know, stay in contact because she was right down the street. And, you know, just growing up, it was pretty much where my little sister, you know, we was together. And my grandmother, as I said, raised, I used to go down there to my auntie's house. My auntie was into church, but she was working a lot. And, you know, my mother was around, but she'll come and go and do her thing. But she always pops around, and she was around. And it was just that I had uncles. A few of them was playing sports and doing their thing, and I used to be around them and stuff like that. And I did go to church a lot, actually, when I was growing up with my mother, because I had some friends used to go to church pretty much regularly. And I used to go with them till they moved away. Then I didn't put church on the back, but just wasn't going, you know, as frequently as I used to go. And growing up, Mark, incident in life, starting off from after my grandmother passed, then I went to stay with my auntie, because my auntie had three boys and a girl. You know, them was my cousins.
And this is all around the Chicago area?
Yeah, the Chicago area. That's where I grew up. We actually stayed, if anybody stayed in Chicago, we actually stayed right near Jewtown, right off Roosevelt. So if anybody in Champaign know about that area, they should know I stayed what is called a village. It gave me a humble experience. You know, when I moved with my auntie, that's when I met a lot of more of my other friends. I attended Crane High School. Growing up, it was pretty interesting because we grew up in the building. We came from the row houses to the buildings, and that's where I grew up, went to school there, and learned a lot of different things there, a whole lot of things about life. I went to Crane, and freshman year was kind of hard because getting in a big school and learning different things and, you know, doing this and doing that. After the first year, it panned out pretty good. Then the second year was pretty fine. And the end of my second year, I got into a work program kind of thing to teach you about the workforce. So that was pretty good. But I had actually learned that from my auntie, Amaru, who went to Crane, and she was on the work program, and she was telling me about it. You know, they're going to help you get a job and all this. But she had already graduated, She graduated when she was on the valedictorian thing, and she was telling me about that. And, you know, she said, yeah, stay up in there. They're going to help you get a job, and, you know, you might start off working at school. And everything she told me, that's pretty much what they did. So I had a little insight to what was going on.
And I think that was kind of wonderful, because where many kids maybe in certain environments will get into gangs or start doing drugs and such, you learned a work ethic early on, and you graduated and you knew about waking up and going to work and earning some income.
Yeah, Mark. Yeah, that pretty much what you hit right on the nail and right on the point, because that's how I did it. You know, I learned how to get to work. And that's a lot of way, like you said, I escaped the drugs and going to jail and stuff like that, because I was really never seen at that point in time, because I was working straight out of high school. So I did escape that. I was working. I went in school working at the auto show and stuff like that. But my first job out of school was working at the Sheridan Hotel downtown. And I got that job from school. I was working in my senior year going there, actually, and I was getting out like fourth period, going to the Sheridan Hotel and probably working like to like 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and then getting back up going to school in the morning. It was pretty rough, but I hung in there and did it, and it paid out in the long run, because it showed me a lot about things that I know about life and how to deal with people and how to talk to people. And that just came from growing up. My grandmama and them stored the right vows in me. Never judge a book until you really look at it, you know.
But fast forward to 20 years, some heartache, some relational loss, your younger sister, your grandmother, your mother, and then the drinking starting up, and then that becoming an addiction.
That started, it just slowly creeped up on me, and I didn't, you know, and I wasn't watching it. And I didn't know too much about the disease. I just thought I was having fun doing what a 22-year-old, you know, starting off. And then as it just progressed on, you know, as you said, 20 years later, I still didn't have a clue of what was happening. I had lost my grandmother first, and I wasn't too big up into it then. Then I lost my mother. It stopped progressing, you know, and I still didn't know then. You know, I had my daughter in 97, and that's when I lost my mother. And it really wasn't progressing too much, but it was starting to go. And then, as you know, it went on. I had my daughter, and then a couple of years later, I had my son in 2002. Got married. You know, that didn't last long. Actually, we was together longer than when we got married, and it just crumbled. But it was a lot of things I was doing. Really, I was just destroying stuff, you know. And I didn't know that. You know, as they say, if you would have knew back then what you know now, then, you know, you could have probably. But as I learned a lot of things up in this program that I am, you can't beat yourself up on things that you did back in the days. And truly keeping the Lord first in my life. And I'm just going for one day at a time because, like you said, Mario, I lost my sister last year, the day before my birthday, and that was a terror. It still tears me up right now. I get into tears about it, and I really, you know, when I even think about it, I get into tears. But this program and God taught me a lot of things, you know, and I'm listening and learning a lot of things. You know, lead God first, and He'll lead you the right way. You know, you just got to stay with it and stick with it through the good times and the bad times, you know, because we all going to have those. And I done had my share of those, you know. And them treacherous days, I'm going to have to remember every day, the day before my birthday, that I lost my sister. Mm-hmm. But this program teaching me now is ways around that you don't have to drink over that. And that was a big hold of my life, you know, and I screwed it up so much as well. I got to beat up on myself on it. I didn't know what I was doing. I thought I did, but I didn't. And that's what I'm doing now. I'm learning about it, and I'm learning more every day and every day. And truthfully, it was just got me to the point of time, Mark, to where after my sister had passed away, you know, and it was like after her birthday in February, and, you know, I just gave my brother-in-law a call. I was already getting tired of it. And like you said, I took a whole year off work, and they sent me something with my tax thing. And I was like, wow. And I just knew at this time, you know, I was like, it wasn't going to do nothing but get worse. You know, it wasn't going to do nothing but get worse. You know, I wasn't able to even try to get into no another relationship, because that was the longest one I ever been in with my kid's mother, because I wasn't even fixed myself. So how can I be into some kind of relationship and I'm not even fixed myself? Them things I was thinking about, and I was like, look, you got to go work on yourself first, because this program taught me I cannot help my things that I want to help. You know, as far as my two beautiful kids, Stephanie and TJ, I call him TJ, but his name Thomas Jr. You know, I call him TJ. I can't help them if I can't help myself. And I was just truly seeing that as I was, you know, coming from out of the Prairie Center, going to meet. The first meeting I went to was the men's meeting, and I attend that meeting every Monday, you know, faithfully, because that was a meeting, and I made this thing called a to-do list. And that's what I pretty much stuck by. And the meetings taught me a lot of things, how to go about doing your day, you know, whether it's a good day or a bad day, because there's plenty of days I woke up, Mark, wondering, what am I doing all the way down here in Champaign? I wondered that, you know. I shared with the guys in the meeting, you know, my sponsor named Bill, you know, and I just was wondering, what was I doing all the way down here? You know, I don't got no family down here or nothing, single, you know. But that stuff, what I learned now, God worked that out. He got everything in plan for you. I just leave it up to His hands and see where it goes from there.
Yeah, you talked about how many times you prayed to God, but you didn't really have that intimate, close relationship. There wasn't people pouring into you, whether it was Bible studies or how much Jesus cares or loves you. You were kind of living on your own with the knowledge that there's a God, but you saw God many times providing that unique circumstance or situation. One was at a drinking fountain back in high school. That very individual, Lamar, is the person that helped with the financing to get you down here so you could go to the program, and then you continue to see how God fit other people or circumstances to see you at home, providing some shelter so that you can now get a job and you're working currently, and you're going to even start this truly a blessing Champagne Dogs, a hot dog stand that's incidentally going to be open this Saturday at the See You at Home grand opening ribbon cutting. It's called the Phoenix. It's a drop-in center for the home homeless in downtown Champaign, 215 South Neal Street, from the hours of 2 to 5 p.m. That's this Saturday, August 16th. You're going to be able to meet Thomas. But God kind of was working behind the scenes. And I know your current brother-in-law was used of God to get you into this program. Because here you were 6 months ago, bottoming out, needing help, but not knowing where to turn. And you turned and called him, and you got into this program at the Prairie Center. You finished the program, and so the last few months you've been a member of the CU at Home community. So tell me a little about this Lamar that God used behind the scenes.
Mark, yeah, he's a pretty good guy. Give my hats off to him. He was a truly blessing. You know, we bumped into each other. You know, my sister was telling me when I was going to school, like she was like, you know, I got a friend there. I haven't saw him. If I see him, you know, to look out. You know, one day I was coming out of study or something, and him and his friend, Jake, that's his name, you know, they was together. He's a family member, too. They was at the water fountain before me, and I was standing behind, and Lamar was getting some water. So once he got some water, he had, like, bagged back and, like, stepped into me. Then he was like, oh, excuse me, man. You know, everything okay? I was like, yeah. I was like, I'm all right. And then my sister kept telling me, but then as I started looking at him, I'm like, man, this looked like the guy my sister was talking about. So I was like, hey, can I ask you a question? He was like, yeah. I was like, my sister kept on talking about, you know, bald head, short guy. You know, you look like him. And he was like, man, you know, he's like, who is your sister? And then I told him, man, I said, my sister named Latrice Holmes. And then he was like, oh, I know Latrice, yeah, yeah. And then we started talking, you know, and yeah, gave me his number. And then I gave it to her, you know, when I saw her when I got home from school. From that day on, they've been together, you know, truly love. And that was a blessing, you know. And I couldn't wish my sister be married to somebody else but that guy. You
yeah,
know,
20
that.
Years now removed, married, children, and he was used of God to help finance the monies to put you into the Prairie Center mm-hmm. and to assist in a variety of ways and be praying you up. And one of your younger sisters who passed away had children, and he and your sister have taken them and are raising them, and just how you can refer back to how God used him and so many other circumstances to bring you down here. You knew no one down here. You ended up in the greater Champaign-Urbana area. You get into the Prairie Center, and there's a number of unique stories how you even got in there because they were filled and the waiting period, and yet you got in, and then how you met up with Melanie Jackson with CU at Home, and so now you at least have some shelter provided as you found a job. And that's a whole other kind of fun story. I know we're running out of time, and SRN News won't wait. We have a news program coming up, but how you currently are employed, you have shelter, and you have this idea of this truly a blessing, Champaign Hot Dogs. Maybe in the closing minute or two, how can the listener pray for you, and how did you come up with the name Truly a Blessing for your potentially future hot dog stand?
Well, how I came up with that, Mark, was I said, you know, if this do happen, it's truly a blessing, you know, if this cart do happen, because I had a lot of blessings, you know. I had a lot of things that happened to me in life. This was one of them. As far as I had to come down here and change my whole life around, you know, like as you said, didn't have not one family person down here. You know, I told my brother-in-law, let's get me out of here, you know, and he said, I'm on it. He was on it so quick, you wouldn't believe. He wanted to get me out of there that same day, but, you know, we just had to wait and be patient because I told him I didn't want to do it up there. So, you know, I got down here to the Prairie Center. After 3 weeks, as you said, you know, he paid for me to stay up here. I had to pay about $1,500. He did that. You know, it wasn't about the money. It was about he cared about me. He didn't want to see me just ruin my whole life like that, you know, just being frustrated all the time about things that happened in my life. And especially, you know, he know how much I love my kids. You know, he love them, too. But I love my whole family. That was just truly blessing that I got up here. You know, I said, hey, this what God got me. So, you know, he got me here. So let me see what God brought me down. If this the spot he picked for me, Champaign, maybe this would be the spot where I could start my life over, you know. Get faithfully into church, you know, which I've been doing that every Sunday. I've been going to church since this guy Gary took me. You know, maybe get that relationship I'm looking for and build on the good things that happened. You know, Melanie Jackson with the See You at Home program. This, you know, she told me something that happened way back, you know, I guess this happened before I came up here to a homeless person real bad. And she said that's what really sparked her to help people and do what she's doing. And she was taking me actually to get a bus card to get around, you know, when I first got out. And that really helped me so much to get around to the places that I got around to and get around to this meetings. You know, that's what I'm talking about, a truly blessing is things like that. And, you know, I came with her with the idea. You know, I didn't come to her at first. I talked to my brother-in-law first. He told me it was a great idea. You know, he told me to shoot with it. You know, he got my back, as he been having my back. You know, I love that guy, 100%. You know, I'm about to shed tears now talking about him, you know. And Melanie, you know, I told her about it, and she was like, Thomas, when she called me back Monday, she was like, that had my head the whole weekend. You know, she said, and I did, and I told her. She said, well, what you just going to call it? Chicago Dogs? I said, no. I said, I'm going to call them Champagne Dogs. And she said, well, what's the name of the bit? I said, it's going to be called It's Truly a Blessing. Because that's what it is. It's truly a blessing. If I can get this blessing going, I can help my sister with my nieces and nephews. I can do better for people in my family. And not only that, I can do better for people in the community and some people that need help. Because I figured that if somebody helped me get it, why not help other people out? That's how you get your blessings in life. You don't get your blessings by running and, you know, and taking everything for yourself. You know, you got to help too. And God will double your stuff for you, you know. But you don't look for that. You just look to do things because you want to do things.
And I think the verse, it comes to mind, I don't have the reference, but it's seek first his kingdom and his righteousness and all these things will be given to you. And that's the thing that I was inspired as we recently met, that you're trying to put God first in each and everything. You wake up in the morning seeking after God. Throughout the day, you're seeking after him, and you close out your evenings, Lord, help me, you know, one day at a time. And I would ask our radio listeners, be praying up for Thomas and his future and his sobriety. And if you have a chance to come out this Saturday, August 16th, anytime from 2 to 5 p.m., he'll maybe have a hot dog cooked up for you. You can meet him in person and encourage him. And this is the grand opening celebration of the new drop-in center called The Phoenix that's being developed by See You at Home and Melanie Jackson. If you have questions or need more information about this Saturday's event, you can call See You at Home at 217-819-4569. That's 217-819-4569. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.